Hello, parents and soon-to-beers. I'm Joey. This is the Parenting While Drinking podcast. Basically, it's like don't get me twisted with an educational podcast, because it's not an educational podcast. Basically, we're talking about parenting after having a couple of drinks. That's what this podcast is about. Why? Because parenting is fucking amazingly, awesomely hard, right? It's all over the place. I got three kids. I got two boys and I got a daughter. We're here, there, and all around, okay? I got three, okay? I got my first one. I think I got the spectrum, honestly. If there's another one, let me know. So I got the coddler, which is my first one. Everyone has a coddler. All your parents have a coddler, okay? Then, my second is the independent baby. He's the one that we kind of, you know, he got to let him do things on his own so he can learn. Then we got three. She's my attachment baby. Well, to my wife, basically, right? She's like my wife's, you know, what are those things called that are like attached to your... I don't know what they're called. Anyways, so this podcast, I've been wanting to make this podcast for a while now. I finally got around to it. Finally found the day that I can do it. Actually, what time is it? It's Father's Day. Shit. Happy Father's Day. And happy Father's Day to the single moms out there, because, hey, sometimes there are daddies and there are mommies out there who bust their asses and do both jobs. That's the truth. Anywho, so first off, having a beer and a Jack and Coke, that's my poison. Other people, my wife, she likes Smirnoff and White Claw. I wanted her to join me in this podcast, but she, maybe later down the road, she'll be in this podcast. So, I love being a parent. Being a parent to me, honestly, it's what I wanted to be since I was a little kid. That was, some people wanted to be a rock star or, well, for me, I mean, when I was growing up, rock star, people wanted to be wrestlers, police officers, whatever. Me, not me. I wanted to be a dad. It was awesome. I came from a single parent home. My mom, with the help of my grandma and my uncle, you know, raised me. My daddy was somewhat sometimes there. So that was my dream. So, parenting. I'm going to tell you what parenting means to me. Parenting to me is selflessness. Basically, like, to me, in my own words, this is my opinion, you know. You put all of your shit. I mean, yeah, you're going to have things for yourself, but basically you put all your shit aside when it's time to drop everything and be there as a parent. That's what parenting means to me. And I don't mean like everything has to be serious. You have to wait on your kids hand and foot. You know what I mean? It's like just being there, you know? So, like I said, I got three babies. We got Beau, Zachary, Emilia. Beau's actually a funny story. So, my favorite TV show was Duck Dynasty. And for a while, if you've ever seen that show, there was one of the people in that show, her name was Sadie Robertson, and apparently she had a boyfriend that was also named Beau, but that wasn't it. I can't tell you what episode or what season it was, but they were having like this, I don't know what those things were called, but like apparently like two doves or ducks or something was falling down, and one of them was named Bo, and I don't remember what the other one name was. I don't remember what the other name was. So when I saw that name, I really liked it. And so I told my wife, like, you know, it's like a 50-50. Basically, I got everyone's names and they got her last name, which is totally fine with me. I mean, that's a story within itself. So that's how Bo got his last name. Zachary. So I'm a huge music fan. I love music. Music is probably like third in place, other than my wife and kids, well, obviously. So there's this one band called the Zac Brown Band, and the lead singer's name is Zachary Alexander Brown. And so I took that name and I named my second son Zachary Alexander Brown. Well, not Brown, I'm sorry. Zachary Alexander. And then there's Emilia. Emilia is a very unique story. And my wife picked her name. So whenever I get my wife on that on the podcast, we can both explain her story. But she is one badass little girl. She's only a couple of months, but she's fucking, she's cool. So I there's this like there's this quote from a show called don't really remember the show, but she was like, because everybody always gives you like the oh well, you know, like my mother-in-law, especially my mother-in-law, my mom, they want to always give their two cents, but I don't believe in like giving another parent your two cents. That's not my thing. Like, oh, they ask me a question, like they ask me advice, yeah, I mean, I'll give them my points, but I don't think like shaming a parent into like, hey, you're doing this wrong or you're doing that wrong, you know what I mean? I think everybody has their own way of parenting, except, I'm gonna get really fucking serious here for a minute, because this is an improv, you know, podcast. I'm gonna be all over the fucking place, but I'm gonna get real fucking serious right here. Parents who abuse their kids, who exploit their kids, and who do awful things to their children, those parents don't deserve to be parents. And I truly believe that there is a special place in hell for parents like that. Okay? Those are the type of wrong parents who do not deserve to be parents. And honestly, if I could, I would get every kid in the world and have them under my wing, because kids are fucking awesome. Kids are cool. Kids are our future. They're the fucking future, and that's what sometimes parents forget. Shit, adults my age, when I, my age, back then when I was a kid, would say the same thing. Kids are the future. And I truly believe that, but I also fucking believe that sometimes we forget that we were also kids. You know what I'm saying? And I find myself forgetting sometimes that we were also kids, like my son Zachary. And that kid is one tough SOB. Like, my favorite wrestler growing up was Stone Cold Steve Austin. And my son Zachary reminds me so much of Stone Cold Steve Austin because he has a DTA attitude and FTW attitude. Fuck the world and don't touch anybody, and you feel what I mean? Attitude. And sometimes my patience with that kid is beyond thin, and it's funny. So this is, I'm gonna explain it. So Zachary's that kid that basically he's gonna be that kid that every parent's gonna be like, oh shit, Zachary's here. So they're gonna warn their kids. And it's not, you know, he's a very loving kid. He has a big heart. But he doesn't understand his own strength, I would think. I think that's how you say it. I mean, he's a different breed of kid, basically. And he's not big. He's not skinny, he's bulky. And he doesn't know his own strength. And sometimes he doesn't use his common sense. I mean, yeah, he uses his head, but for other stuff. And then I have Bo, my precious kid. I love that kid. That kid is myself and beyond. I don't know. I grew up with the, you can't like a certain thing because then you're gay, or, you know what I mean? Like, you can't, oh, you like pink, so you're a fucking fag and shit like that. And, I mean, I grew up with that. That's all I knew. So when he came along, he showed me a lot of different things. Like, his favorite fucking color is pink, and I think that is fucking amazing. If your kid likes something, fucking push that kid. Well, not like push him, but like, you know, back his ass up 100%. He used to paint his nails, and I would paint my nails with him because he's a fucking badass like that, and that's what he liked to do. And that's what I like. That's what I think parenting is. You back your kid up 100%. So, anyways, purpose of this podcast is basically, I want to hear different parenting methods or stories of parenting, like, you know, whether it's funny or you know, embarrassing or sometimes sad or okay, I'll give you one. And you know, when my wife hears this, she's gonna get mad. So it's kind of a funny story. So I had gotten some clippers one time, and I had told my wife that my oldest son, I think he was probably like two, older son, had got a hold of my clippers, and he like cut a little bit of his head. So I had to give him a haircut. But what she didn't know is that I'm the one who wanted to give him a haircut. So I pretended I gave him the clippers so that he can clip his own hair, and she would have no choice but to be like, okay, you're gonna have to cut his hair. And that was honestly one of the funniest things. Just things like that, and like giving each other, you know, backup as parents, because there's one thing, you know, there's so much. Look, I'm gonna say this right now. This podcast is not about what's going on in the world. It's about being there for each other as parents, because we need that. I don't believe in that fucking bullshit, it takes a village. No, I'm just saying sometimes you need a little help. Or sometimes you need a little pick-me-up or a little backup or something. And that's what this podcast, that's what I want this podcast to be about. I want to hear different advice or different stories or, you know, yeah, I'll take criticism. Shit, I'm not a fucking perfect parent. And there is no perfect parent. And if there was, fuck, I haven't read that book. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm fucking winging this shit. Most parents are. And that's what we should be together about, is helping each other wing through this fucking crazy thing called parenting. So I'm going to leave this podcast at that. This is basically just a little short intro of what I wanted this podcast to be about. But, hey, parenting is tough. Parenting is also fun. And we need to have each other's backs as parents. Support each other. And sometimes, saying things that you don't want to hear, saying things that I'm pretty sure the other person doesn't want to hear, but sometimes you got to, lifting each other up, so. And also, talking about each other's drinks. I mean, I love a Jack and Coke. Jack and Coke is my favorite drink, my go-to drink, or it's a cold beer. I love cold beer. So, hey, pop open a bottle of wine, get a cold beer, make yourself a mixed drink, and let's get talking about parenting. Until next time, peace.